Blog Talk Radio.
Fasten your seatbelts and put your foot on the gas. The Red Light Sports Network presents the Red Light Sports Ramble.
They say it's cool and that, but I don't. They probably don't really think it's that cool.
With Troy Otradovic.
He is really good.
And Evan Witalison.
He's awesome.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Red Light Sports Ramble. I am Troy Otradovic, joined by the spectacular Evan Witalison in the not-so-great state of Wisconsin tonight. I just had to say that, buddy, because it's not really a great state today after what happened last night in Minneapolis. That's all we're going to talk about tonight. Packer recap. Packers go to Minnesota, opening up a new stadium, and the Packers come back home to Green Bay 1-1 after dropping a game to Minnesota. And we're going to talk about it in a little bit. But I think this is a game, Evan, the Packers could have gotten. They could have went to Minnesota. They could have got this win. Talk about that in a little bit. Before we get to that, how was your day?
Day was well. It ended up being a good day. Fortunately, I don't work with too many biking people. And you know, I have a couple of Bear fans that I work with. They decided to try to be a little funny. And I'm like, hey, at least we're, you know, at least we're not the Bears. And they just kind of gave me a dirty look at when I said that. But you know, just had a good day yesterday overall. And they had their shot. They had their opportunities, but they failed. They failed to capitalize on opportunities. And, you know, there's a lot of, you know, questionable decisions made by the guy under center and the guy calling the plays that, you know, we're going to digest in a little bit. But, you know, is you know, definitely lots to talk about. So, but before we digest into the game, I want to, you know, throw quickly back over to you. How are things out in Western PA?
Well, you know, the Steelers are winning the Super Bowl now that they beat the Bengals in week two. So, you know, that's what's going on out here. And you know what? The Steelers did play good, Evan. But it's only week two. And we're going to talk about that with Green Bay. I mean, you don't panic in week two. It's frustrating on as a Packer fan. But also, you can't overreact. I mean, we're 2 weeks into the season, and there's a lot of season to go. But it was a big win for Pittsburgh yesterday over Cincinnati. The game was at home. So, you know, you got to win those division games at home. They took care of business. And it's great that your team is 2-0, but there's still a lot of season to go. But they did play well offensively. Some other contributors outside of Antonio Brown. But, you know, other than that, another typical day out here in Western PA. We got a lot to talk about in just 25 short minutes, Evan. So we'll get right to it. I threw a couple of things out at you in the beginning. There was a lot of missed opportunities with Green Bay yesterday. They went there, even though offense wasn't clicking, they were in this game. And even till the end, I mean, if they would have made a stop, they could have got the ball back. But I'm going to just start right at the top with Aaron Rodgers. I honestly can't recall a game like this in a long time. What it reminded me of, Evan, was a couple of years ago when the Packers went to Seattle and they opened in Seattle. This is what that game reminded me of. And now I'm not saying that the Viking defense is as good as that Seahawks defense was, but Aaron Rodgers made this defense look good. I know they got a little bit of pressure, and he had to step up, and he had to move around. But he did not have a good game. Missed throws, that interception, he just kind of floated that ball, and I know Adams should come back for the ball. But Aaron Rodgers' play yesterday, Evan, was not good at all. Now, I will credit Zimmer and his defensive scheme and his defensive plan. But even on that note, Rodgers missed throws. He missed a ton of throws in this game. And that's what bothered me. But I will give Zimmer credit, and I will give the Vikings some credit for defense. They've got a good defense. But Rodgers just did not play well yesterday, Evan.
No, and you know, he talked about pressure from the Vikings. A lot of that pressure was at Rodgers' head. The offensive line blocked pretty well overall. You know, the times that Rodgers did get sacked, he didn't get the ball. He didn't get the ball out. And when he was scrambling, like, you know, like running with the chicken with his head cut off, very uncharacteristic. Goes to the right, goes to the left, and you know, he just wasn't himself, and he hasn't been himself. And anyone that points to not playing in the preseason as the reason why, I can't put that as the reason why, because it's now 14 straight games that Aaron Rodgers has not had a quarterback rating over 100. He has not been good over the last 14 games. The last game Aaron Rodgers actually looked like Aaron Rodgers was week 3 last year against Kansas City. That's the last time he actually looked like Aaron Rodgers. And the offense was just stalled the entire game. They ran 3 wide receiver sets for most of the game, and they wasn't getting the job done. And I wish I had a simple solution how to, you know, what to do with the offense, but I don't. You know, Josh Sitton he basically was a guy that would tell it like it is. He wasn't afraid to throw punches and be critical. And he was talking last year that the offense is too predictable, and it is. The offense has not really had much improvement at all or shown anything different at all since God only knows when. Yeah, Rodgers was an MVP in 2014, but the blueprint's out on how to slow down Aaron Rodgers and Green Bay. Jam the receivers at the line of scrimmage and don't let them get clean breaks off the line and force Rodgers to hang on to the football. The blueprint's out there. And then make it look like you're sending pressure and don't actually send it. Then you get Rodgers having happy feet. But the offense is just predictable and there's no creativity to it. Where is the lining up in bunch formation? Where is lining up in step? Where is motion? You had 7 wide receivers active, 6 of which could actually play the wide receiver position, and you ran the same 3 wide receivers pretty much the entire game. You know, Nelson, Adams, and Cobb weren't doing much at all, and you didn't put Montgomery, Davis, or Abadaris on the field really at all, except on specialty. And then McCarthy going for it on 4th and 2, when you should take the points, you're down by 3 in a game that you can't move the football at all unless you have help from the yellow flags. Otherwise, you cannot move the football. You're in deep in field, you know, deep in Viking territory. You know, chip shot field goal by Mason Crosby, but they go for it. They go for it on 4th and 2. And there's a time to be aggressive, and there's a time to be conservative. And in this situation, it was time to take the points because the very next series, the Vikings score a touchdown to go up 10. You went from making it a one-possession game, a tied game, then, you know, if the Vikings score, it's a one-possession game, to a two-possession game on a team you have not moved the ball on at all. So there's a lot of questionable things on the offense and decisions on the coaching staff. And there's 2 people I blame this loss on solely. Aaron Rodgers and Mike McCarthy. I blame the loss on. And I don't know what Aaron Rodgers' problem is, Troy, but he is looking, personality-wise, attitude-wise, you watch his body language, he is looking more and more like Jay Cutler each and every day. He's moody, he's pouty, he's just, he doesn't look like he's having any fun out there. He looks like he's just there. He's not having any fun whatsoever. And then you don't have Lacy on the field on that 3rd and 2 or 4th and 2. I just don't understand this team at all. And they have a lot of work to do if they don't want to be a come playoff time. If they make the playoffs, if they have a lot of work to do if they don't want to be a one-and-done team. They should make the playoffs, but looking at their schedule, but they're going to be nothing but a one-and-done team if they don't get a lot of work, if they don't start getting their shit together. So what are your thoughts on the offense?
Sucks. There's my one word right there. Frustrating. So, Evan, I looked at this, and you're paying Cobb, you're paying Nelson, you're paying Rodgers. You let Josh sit and go. So this is an offense. When you're looking at the playmakers that they have, I understand the Minnesota Viking defense is good. Like I said, I'm gonna tip my hat. Mike Zimmer, and they had a stat. He's had Rodgers' number, and that's part of it. But even the good defenses, the Aaron Rodgers of old, Evan, with a Jordy Nelson, a Randall Cobb, and an Eddie Lacy, should still be able to put up points. When your defense only gives up 17 points with this offense, this team should be 16-0. If the defense is only going to give up 17 points, this offense should be able to score 21 to 24 points every game. And I'm not saying that because I'm a Packer homer. Look at the playmakers that step on this field. Jordy Nelson, Randall Cobb, Aaron Rodgers. You should be able to score 21 points every game. Not once in a while. Every game. I don't care what defense you're playing against. But it comes down to execution, and then the other thing you talked about, play calling. And I was telling you before the show, Evan, I normally stay off of Twitter during the game because when I tweet, it is all emotional. And I'm going to tell you, I was very emotional yesterday because I'm going to go back to that, and I think it's the play that changed the game. Fourth down, and I tweeted out, you've got to take the points there. Yeah, that was the best drive you had all night. You got more first downs in that drive than you had the whole game up to that point. But that's one drive. That's one drive. You need to tie the game. You have to understand where this team was in that situation. And people say, well, you don't know what will happen after. Well, I do know what will happen after. And you already touched on it, Evan. It's a tie game instead of being down by 10. Even if Minnesota takes the kickoff and scores a touchdown, now it's only a one-possession game, not a two-possession game. So we have started the Pooh the Bet Award, and I'm not giving away who it is for tomorrow night. But I definitely think, Evan, that Mike McCarthy and Aaron Rodgers are on the nomination list. And I'm going to go back to this, and I asked you this question, and you questioned. You just said, you have a fourth and short. Why are you running James Starks and not putting Eddie Lacy in, the big bull rusher who's going to keep moving his feet and run power with Eddie Lacy? I don't understand that. I told at that point, Evan, I didn't say it out loud, but I'm thinking in my head, we just lost this game because of the stupid decisions that are made. You have a power running back in Eddie Lacy, and his forte is to get 2-3 yards. And then every once in a while, when he keeps his feet moving and people miss tackles, he gets a 20 to 30-yard run. But if you're going to run the ball, you have to. If I'm Eddie Lacy, I'm pissed off today. Because I thought Eddie Lacy was running hard yesterday, Evan, and you've got to give him touches on the ball. I understand you're going to rest him and put James Starks in and change of pace. This is a bunch of bull crap. You need to give Eddie Lacy the ball 16 to 20 times, Evan. I think the guy has done enough in the offseason to come in this year. He is running hard. And if you want to establish a mentality on this team, you've got to run the ball, and you have to do it with Eddie Lacy. And that's where I'm going to go right there, Evan. Aaron Rodgers and all his missed throws, all they're doing, this team, like you said, is too unpredictable. I'm not happy with this team right now. And if they had a harder schedule, I'd say they're probably not going to make the playoffs if they keep playing this way. And who knows? They may not. They keep playing like this, they're going to be surprised by a few teams. And I could keep going on and on, Evan, about the miscues on offense. But I want to go to the defense. The defense last night, and I know it was Sam Bradford. I know Peterson got hurt, but they were shutting down Adrian Peterson. And that defense gave that offense chance after chance after chance. And if you remember the preview show, Evan, I said the defense is going to get a three and out to change field position, to give the ball back, and that's when the Packers are going to take over. Well, you know what, Evan? In the third quarter, the Packers did it back-to-back possession. Gave the ball back to the offense, and then they just gave it right back to Minnesota. Our fourth quarter and the third quarter, fourth quarter. But the defense did what they had to do. I know they gave up the long drive right after the fourth down miscue. But I thought overall the defense kept this team in the game and the offense couldn't do crap.
Yeah, the guys tip your hat to the defense for the most part. I say for the most part because they allowed Sam Bradford to pretty much pick them apart, 22 of 31 for 286 and two touchdowns. But in reality, it was Stephon Diggs did most of the damage, 9 catches for 182 yards and a touchdown. They had no answer for Stephon Diggs at all. Diggs was running wide open most of this game. You know, they shut Adrian Peterson down because they never gave him a cutback lane. Peterson's a guy that likes cutting it out, you know, finding that cutback on the backside and making a big game, and the Packers didn't give it to him. Mike Daniels was an animal last night. He dominated that game and basically shut Peterson down. But, Stephon Diggs, they had no answer for him, and Demaryius Randle played a horrible game. Demaryius Randle last night was horrible. He couldn't cover an 80-year-old woman in a wheelchair last night the way he was playing. And it was horrible. And I don't know what happened. I don't think Diggs is good. But here's the thing. The person I was watching the game with, here's what I said at halftime. This is going to turn into a game of adjustments. Who makes the best adjustments at halftime? And you have Mike McCarthy and Don Capers versus North Turner and Mike Zimmer. God help us. This does not look good. Because both McCarthy and Capers are horrible when it comes to adjustments. And other teams make adjustments, and Capers and McCarthy don't, and then they wonder why what they're doing stops working. Well, the Packers, how to beat this Packer defense is simple. Go after the middle of the field. That's all you got to do. Go after the middle. The guys run wide open in the middle of the field so often. Anytime the Packers get in a second or third and long situation, or a third and eight even situation, the middle of that field is wide open. Now, there were a couple of times last night that the Packers put, the Vikings were in third and very, very long situations, that they put the guys, basically had them, the defenders covering the sticks, and they got them down before they crossed the first down marker. And that's where Diggs did most of his damage. He did most of his damage going into the middle. And I don't understand why, basically since Capers got to Green Bay, that's been a weakness in Green Bay, is that middle, especially since Nick Collins got hurt. And you got Ha-Ha Clinton Dix, who's supposed to have a breakout year, according to all the, quote, experts, and Morgan Burnett, who's supposed to be a good football player. They both didn't play very well last night either. And the last thing I want to comment on before I throw it back to you, you talked about a game of field position. The punter for Green Bay, 5 punts, 36.6 yards average, 1 inside the 20, and a long of 44. It seemed like the Packers were starting the game at their own 5 or 10 yard line most of the game, and the Vikings were starting with it on their side of the 50 most of the game. The Packers side of the 50 most of the game. That's a bad situation to put your defense in. The Packers got dominated when it came to field position last night. The field position game, when you have a game like this, it all comes down to field position. Packers got, and especially with the punting position. The punter they have right now he makes you miss Tim Mathay, and that's saying a lot. Tim Mathay was bad. This guy's even worse. So, throw it back to you about, you know, what you have to say about the defense, and then this person that they have making an effort to kick a football.
Yeah. I wasn't a fan of Tim Mathay, but I am a fan of Tim Mathay right now. Bring him back. Bring him back. This guy sucks. I've been saying that a lot tonight. Terrible. Terrible. Okay, he's got some good hang time, but he's got some good hang time with about a 25-yard punt. There was no field position changing with that punter. I think he put one inside the 20 because that was his leg strength, and he got to, like, the 14. I was not happy. I have not been happy. You know, when they let him go, I still like that young rookie kicker that they had. At least he boomed it. And you have a decent coverage team. I don't know. I'm just not happy with the punting game. So, on defense, Evan, we've got some issues. Morgan Burnett injured. Clay Matthews injured. And
Matthews,
so those
fine,
are,
though.
Yeah, but it's still those little nagging type injuries already that could be concerning. So, like you said, Sam Bradford, you look at his numbers and they look like, oh man, this guy, you know, pretty much had his way. It was him and Diggs, and like you said, they did not make an adjustment on Diggs. I almost want to go down this road, like I almost jinxed the Packers, Evan. For those that listen in, most people know, and you know, I play DraftKings. I took Diggs as one of my receivers in DraftKings because I had this feeling that he was the only guy, and I honestly thought the Vikings would be behind and have to throw the ball. I didn't think he'd go for 189 yards. But when I look at this defense, Evan, you know, like you said, the middle of the field is always the soft spot. And it's going to continue to be. And part of that has to be, like you said, what is going to happen within the scheme of this defense to make in-game adjustments? Because I don't see them very often. And they were getting pressure on Bradford. They were forcing Bradford to make some throws. But he was looking for digs every time. So why are you not providing help? Why are you not doubling? Why are you not jamming him on the line? I don't understand why those things do not happen at all. I mean, it's I'm at a frustrated mode right now with the Green Bay Packers, Evan. And I know it's only one game. But the problem is we saw this before with Aaron Rodgers. And you brought it up, the body language, the way that he's commanding the offense. I get speechless. Little to no emotion, and just missing a lot of throws. Again, I know it's week to week, and you put it behind you and you move forward. But unfortunately, there's some times where you have to look at them and you have to look at trends. And I don't like this trend when Aaron Rodgers, like you said, the body language and the frustration, it's almost like if he doesn't have his way, that's what he's going to do and what we saw last night. And if that's the case, this Packer team will end up in second, maybe third place. I don't know. Well, the Lions and Bears don't look so good. So, you know, they'll be looking up at the Vikings again. You know, that's where I'm going to go right there. I mean, we'll talk about next week's game, but it's just one of those things. I look at it, Evan, and I'm just ultimately frustrated with everything overall. It's just this team is too good to go to Minnesota and play like they did on national TV. What else you got?
Yeah, I don't really have much more to add. I guess I'll add this. I love Mike Zimmer, but I hate the fact that Mike Zimmer is coaching the Vikings. I really do. You'd mentioned it. I've been mentioning it all day. Mike Zimmer owns Aaron Rodgers and Mike McCarthy. He just does. Pat McCarthy and Rodgers struggle against Mike Zimmer coached teams. It goes back to when he's at Cincinnati as a defensive coordinator. Rodgers struggles against Mike Zimmer coached teams. And now the Packers have to go up against Mike Zimmer for the foreseeable future. And I would say this too. I have soured a lot on Mike McCarthy over the course of the last season and a half. I've really soured on him, especially, you know, basically going back to that Seattle game. To me, his coaching has cost the Packers more games than he's helped them win. And here's my concern. I have a hard time picturing this team under Mike McCarthy winning another Super Bowl. I really do. I have a hard time picturing them winning another one. You know, you look back at that 2010 season, and the more you think about it, you know, there's a sports talk host here in Milwaukee that refers to it as a Magic Carpet ride. And that's really all it was. You know, if you really digest it, a Magic Carpet ride. Everything that needed to go right in 2010 went right for Green Bay. And they rode that all the way to the Super Bowl and for the win. I have a hard time picturing that happening again. I know getting to the Super Bowl is tough. It's very hard to do. But I just see Mike McCarthy costing Green Bay more games and helping them win. And he has a lot to I need to see from him before I have trust in McCarthy. So I'm going to leave it at that. So just that my opinion of him has really soured over the past, basically since the NFC Championship game in 2012.
Yeah, well, you can go back and you can ask people close to me out here, Evan, specifically my wife and my son. I'm not a fan of Mike McCarthy. It's been those decisions that he's made on fourth down over the course of time. But I'm a Packer fan, so Mike McCarthy is the head coach. We do this show. I don't get often too critical on Mike McCarthy, but I am not a fan of Mike McCarthy, nor have I been. Even when they won the Super Bowl, Evan, I was not on the Mike McCarthy bandwagon. It's always those decision-making things that we've talked about. And that's why I said before the show when you and I were talking off the air, we want him to get aggressive sometimes. We want him to get more aggressive. Get more aggressive, Mike McCarthy. Get some kahunas. Well, he didn't have to go get the kahunas on fourth down in a three-point ball game. So, again, it goes back to I don't understand his thought process. Those are the things, and maybe last night was the thing that finally pushed me over the edge to finally be more vocal about it. But it's just decisions like that, and it's little decisions here and there, and many of those decisions, Evan, haven't cost them games like it did yesterday. But I really believe that one cost them the game. I know there's a lot of game to go, but I think that cost them the game. You tie the game there, and it's a totally different game. And I told you, I think they win by 10 if they tie the game there. Just in the whole schematic of the game and the way the game was being played. Because Minnesota really wasn't moving the ball at will, like the stats may show. Couple big plays, couple key third downs, but they were not moving the ball up and down the field all day. So, you know, that's my last point there. Because I've never been on the Mike McCarthy bandwagon. And now last night has kind of really pushed me off any part of the wagon where my hands might have been holding on. Now, I'm not saying you got to fire the guy. That's not my decision. It's just something's got to have, got to get more consistent. Either you're going to be aggressive or you're not going to be, and you need to start understanding the game. That's all I'm going to say. Anything else you got tonight? I'm looking at the time. Our time is up.
Nope, I have nothing else to add.
Well, tomorrow night, folks, for those listening in, tomorrow night is our NFL recap, week 2, And remember, if you are listening in, find us on Twitter at Red Light Sports and give us your nomination for the Pooh the Bet Award. And, Evan, I said it, I'll say it out loud. Mike McCarthy and Aaron Rodgers are on my list of nominees for the Pooh Ball Award. They definitely are. So tune in tomorrow night, 11 o'clock Eastern, 10 o'clock Central. Evan and I will recap week two in the NFL and hand out our week two Pooh Ball Awards. Have a good night, everyone. For Evan Witalison, I am Troy Otradovic. Fasten your seatbelts, put your foot on the gas. We'll get back at you tomorrow night.